is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, in a string of social media posts, is now calling on the Senate Republicans to kill the filibuster. That would allow Republicans to end the government shutdown without a single Democratic vote. It comes as funding for SNAP, federal food assistance, and other critical programs for millions of Americans runs out at midnight. ABC News Washington Managing Editor Catherine Falders says so far the Trump administration will not use emergency funds to fund SNAP further.
They originally said that they could tap those funds. Now they're saying they can't tap those emergency funds. And it was interesting to see this play out in federal court, where one of the judges who was hearing a case related to SNAP benefits said it's hard to see how this isn't an emergency. Republicans are just saying that the funds aren't there, that they can't tap into them.
Hurricane Melissa now being blamed for at least 19 deaths in Jamaica. Officials say that toll is expected to rise as they reach devastated areas. Melissa, meantime, pushing out further in the Atlantic after grazing Bermuda last night. This is ABC News.
News, weather, and sports for Richland Center right here on WRCE, streaming 24/7 online at WRCE.fm. For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. This week, the Badger Project, a nonpartisan, nonprofit investigative journalism group in Wisconsin, reported that it was clearly illegal for the Richland County Sheriff's Department and Richland Center Police Department to charge a minimum $25 fee for all records requests. It stated that, quote, the law enforcement agency's minimum fees, experts say, contradict Wisconsin state law that states any charges for records request must be tied to a calculation of the actual cost of producing the records, end quote. Michael Windle serves as corporate counsel for both the City of Richland Center and Richland County. When talking with Windle, he took full responsibility for the issue. In a memo he wrote to County Administrator Tricia Clements, that, quote, you have tasked me with a review of the sheriff's policy of charging a minimum $25 fee for the provision of records subject to a public records request. As this was included in the summary fee schedule adopted by the board at its November 19, 2024 meeting, I expanded that review to include any such fees from any department set forth. My opinion after this review is that the sheriff policy is inconsistent with state statutes, and I believe additional information is needed regarding the fees laid out in other departments, as they may be as well. However, I will note that I was consulted regarding the sheriff's policy prior to its implementation, and while I believe a miscommunication occurred, I was not sufficiently diligent in ensuring I had communicated clearly and prevented the passage of an unlawful policy. Ultimately, the fault is mine, and I both apologize for failing to address this sooner and thank the organizations that brought the matter to light, end quote. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
No Giannis, no problem. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. About an hour before game time, Giannis Antetokounmpo, dealing with knee soreness, dropped out of last night's game against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. The Bucks put on quite a show. They went on to win 120-110, thanks to Ryan Rollins, playing defense and scoring a career-high 32 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He's just tough. You know, he's a tough kid, man. And we got a team full of, like, tough guys, like, you know, resilient maybe is a better word.
NFL, the Packers play the Panthers Sunday. Micah Parsons named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month.
It's always a great honor to get recognized by your accomplishments. But even though, you know, you just understand more goals, we're working towards something bigger. So, you know, obviously sit back, reflect, appreciate this month.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up as we head through your Halloween afternoon and showers becoming likely. Highs in the upper 40s, a west to northwest wind of 5 to 10. And we'll have to contend with a few of those showers around at trick-or-treat time. Overnight lows in the lower 30s. It's 42 at our studios.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discounts Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Join us for a special Halloween edition next time. Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with spooky headlines. And on a serious note, celebrating Day of the Dead or Dia de los Muertos with Juan Garcia.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. So the Trump administration, last year, the Biden administration set the limit of refugees coming into the United States at 125,000. We've had numbers, you know, in the hundreds, 200s, 300,000s historically over the years. But that's been basically about it. And we are looking at the possibility, granted, it's regional, of actual labor shortages, regional and whatever you would call it, economic, you know, and the low end of the wage scale in some areas, high end of the wage scale in others. But I think you could probably build a strong argument that, you know, immigration is something that strengthens America. It's a good thing for America. But anyhow, the Trump administration has said the white supremacists within the Trump administration. And I, you know, my personal opinion is that I would put Stephen Miller and his buddies at the top of that list. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance was yesterday on TV defending, you know, white people being upset when a bunch of people who are not their culture move in next door. I mean, you know, I thought we were done with this kind of BS back in the 1960s. You know, with George Wallace, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Come on. But, you know, now Trump is saying, yeah, we're going to limit it to 7,500 people this year in all of 2025, 7,500 people. And we want them to come from white South Africa or Norway. I mean, basically, he didn't say Norway. He said Norway a couple of years ago. But this time they're talking about Afrikaners, the white South Africans who are white, literally white supremacists. Not just white people. I mean, you know, if you were importing white Norwegians, you'd be getting people who are not necessarily white supremacists. Yes, there's a bunch of white supremacists in Norway. You know, if you know, followers of Anders Breivik and all that kind of stuff. But no, we're talking about explicit white supremacists. That's incredible. Meanwhile, Judge Boxwein, you know, Jeanine Pirro, is sentencing a guy who showed up at Barack Obama's house with a bunch of guns and ammunition and live streamed it. You know, hey, I'm here. Look at this. She's sentencing him to jail. And the two prosecutors who prosecuted him successfully to send him to jail, noted in their documents that he was, quote, part of the mob that attacked the Capitol on January 6th, end quote, or words very, very close to that. And Judge Boxwein said, you got to refile these papers and take out the reference to January 6th being a mob. You can still send this guy to jail for threatening Obama's life, but you've got to take out the reference to the January 6th guys being a mob or that they attacked the Capitol. Now, what's going on here? Why is Judge Boxwein doing this? Well, she is a former, you know, Fox News host. And you'll recall, you know, during the at the end of the 2020 election, when Trump was squealing about he actually won, quack, 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 the official Fox line was, yes, Trump actually won, because the Dominion voting machines were, you know, gave the election to Biden, quack, quack, quack. And, of course, Dominion sued, and Fox had to pay him $700 million. And that's when we learned that all of the talent at Fox News were having these private, you know, chat conversations, these private text message conversations with each other about the suckers who were watching Fox News and the rubes and how, you know, we got to keep the rubes, you know, we got to keep lying to them because it keeps Donald happy. Even though they all knew that it was a lie. They all knew that he lost the election. There was no disputing that. Fox News itself, its news division, actually reported that. And so, you know, here she comes out of this culture of, hey, let's lie to the rubes in order to make money. Well, now it's let's lie to the rubes in order to retain power. And it sure looks to me like this is George Orwell's 1984 all over again, you know, where, you know, what was Big Brother's famous statement? Or maybe it was Orwell's. Those who control the past control the present. And those who control the present control the future. This was the grand project of the Confederacy. The Confederacy ended democracy. The oligarchs who controlled the South ended democracy in the 1840s, 1850s. And then in the 1850s, 1860s, they attacked the North to try to end democracy in all of the United States. And everybody understood that right up until the 1870s, up until the election of 1876, when Sam Tilden, you know, basically got screwed, and Rutherford B. Hay, the Democrat, which is kind of a weird inversion because the Democrats were on the side of slavery, and Rutherford B. Hayes, the Republican, who actually got fewer votes and fewer Electoral College votes, ended up president in this corrupt deal to end Reconstruction, to pull the troops out of the South and to, you know, basically end Reconstruction. End black power in the South, black political power. And the outcome of that was this thing called the myth of the lost cause. And some of the finest minds in the South put this thing together of, you know, let's use our money and put up statues all across America of Confederate generals and, you know, Confederate war heroes, and let's retell this story. And it had incredible staying power. I've mentioned this before, but for those of you who have just tuned in the last year or so, it's been a while since I've told this story. In 1983, I think it was, 82 or 83, Louise and I moved from New Hampshire down to Georgia, to Atlanta, or an Atlanta suburb, Marietta. And we started a business there. We started a travel agency, International Wholesale Travel in Atlanta. And we put our kids in the local public school. And our son was at that time, as I recall, in what, maybe third grade, fourth grade, something like that. Maybe fifth grade. Might have been a little older than that. And yeah, I'm doing the math in my head. But anyhow, in that neighborhood. And so one night we're sitting around the dinner table having, you know, having dinner and talking about, you know, your day and, you know, what'd you learn in school today? And my son says, we studied the War of Northern Aggression. See, that's the, and Louise and I, our jaws just dropped. I mean, we grew up in Michigan. We knew the real history of the Civil War. But this was Georgia, right? In the Georgia public schools. And, or the Marietta public schools. Newt Gingrich's district. He was our congressman. So, anyhow, this is the lost cause. This was the reinvention of history. This was Orwell. You know, if you control the past, you control the present. And if you can control the present, you can control the future. And so what, in my opinion, what these Republicans are trying to do right now, and I should probably write an op-ed about this one of these days, with, you know, Judge Boxwine leading the charge here, what they're trying to do is they're trying to control the past. In this case, the past being the election of 2020, the past being the crimes that Donald Trump has committed. And not just that. You know, another example. Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felonies for defrauding the American people in the election of 2016. He wasn't convicted of, writing a check to pay off a porn star. That was at the core of the case. And for some reason, our media constantly talks about, you know, concealing his payoff. Well, that was the detail of it. But the actual charge was that he defrauded the American public by preventing voters from knowing that he had had two affairs with a porn star and a Playboy bunny and had concealed them, had paid $135,000 each of these two women to conceal these affairs to affect the outcome of an election. He was convicted of election fraud. Now, I guarantee you, if a Democrat had been convicted of election fraud, we would all know it. Everybody in America would know it, because the Republicans would never let you forget it. It would be coming out of their mouth in every other sentence. But the Democrats just let this slide, and the media just lets this slide. Oh, yeah, you know, he 34 convictions for paying off a porn star. No, it was 34 convictions for election fraud, for stealing the 2016 election. Once again, control the past. If you can change the story of the past, you can control the present. I guarantee you, in the 2024 election, if everybody in America knew that Trump's 34 convictions were for election fraud and not just for covering up an affair, that he would not have gotten elected in 2024. I can't guarantee. I'm strongly of the opinion. I don't think this is rocket science. So here we have, you know, Jeanine Pirro going off on this thing, and I think this is the key to the whole thing. Meanwhile, in Chicago, the governor and the mayor are asking puppy killer Kristi Noem and her boyfriend Corey Lewandowski, please don't use tear gas on Halloween. Let the kids go out and trick or treat. This is after they tear gassed a crowd of trick-or-treaters last week. I'll tell you the outcome of that in just a second.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Stick around. You don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at CB Distillery. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain relief after workouts. Even CBD for pets. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Air pollution leads to higher rates of breast cancer. According to a new study from researchers in Oregon, they found women living in areas with heavy emissions from cars and trucks are more likely to develop breast cancer. The Trump administration recently rescinded EPA rules meant to reduce vehicle emissions. Wisconsin's small farming communities bracing for the end of federal food share benefits. Not only do thousands of rural residents rely on federal food assistance, about $120 million of Wisconsin's food share benefits are spent at local farmers markets. Bragging rights for Wisconsin apples. An organic orchard in Washington County named one of the top 10 apple orchards in the country by USA Today. Peck and Bushel Fruit Company in Colgate is the largest organic apple orchard in the upper Midwest. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt and Air on Air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of civic media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via texts, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of civic media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, it's here. The CDC just upgraded this year's flu season to high severity. It's expected to be the worst flu season in 15 years. The odds are you or a loved one will get sick and your doctor can't see you, and waiting hours in a crowded urgent care is brutal. This year's severe flu season is why doctors urge every family to order a medical emergency kit. This isn't a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care and pharmacy in your own home. It includes essential prescriptions like generic Z-Pak to get well faster, plus antibiotics for pneumonia, strep throat, ear and sinus infections, even prescriptions for nausea and UTIs. Just match your symptoms to the prescription in your guidebook or call the telemedicine doc standing by. Take your meds early and feel better faster. Order your kit online now before you need it, and your kit is shipped to your door. It takes just minutes, and you'll save $45. Visit urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Down in D.C. on a ghostly hill, the GOP stirring a budget chill. They shut the door.
They say it's for freedom, but spirits sneer as paychecks vanish and panic draws near. Bounding ghosts rise, bones are rattling. Stop this madness! But the ghouls keep battling. Soul.
past the hour. J.D. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois and one of the leading candidates for president in 2028, in my humble opinion, reached out to Fox News, actually on Fox News, reached out to DHS secretary and puppet killer Kristi Noem and said, would you please pause immigration enforcement in Chicago, or at least stop the tear gas on Halloween, because the kids are out, right? And please don't scare the kids. And she basically gave him the middle finger. She said, this is a letter he wrote to her. He says, Illinois families deserve to spend Halloween weekend without fear. No child should be forced to inhale tear gas or other chemical agents while trick-or-treating in their own neighborhood. And she said no. She said, not gonna stop. We are going to continue. And this is after, in the Brighton neighborhood, last week, 13 local police officers were tear gassed. And on October 25th, they fired tear gas canisters into a crowd of children who were on their way to a Halloween party or a Halloween parade. It's just nuts. And then this is a wild one. Donald Trump had a quote, illegal immigrant, an illegal alien, to use the Republican phrase, working at his golf club for like two decades. And this guy's name is Juarez, Alejandro Juarez. And ICE grabbed him, not from Mar-a-Lago. They must have grabbed him like at home or something, but they grabbed him, or maybe he'd gone to a Home Depot or something, but he's 39 years old. He's been in the United States for 22 years, since he was 17. And they grabbed him and shipped him off to Mexico. They deported him without a hearing, without anything. And so now the White House is getting involved because he was one of Trump's favorite employees, an illegal immigrant, in quotes. And, he was never given a hearing. The New York Times notes, it's unclear how many other immigrants like Mr. Juarez have been erroneously removed, in part because ICE has not in the past tracked such cases. He worked for more than a decade at the Trump Organization Golf Club in New York. So, goodies for me, but not for thee, apparently. So what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. George in Cripple Creek is up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no. The right-wingers on the court got that one wrong, too.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This Halloween season offers a lot of spooky things, but the scariest may not be a zombie, witch, or ghost. The scariest thing may come in form of a 10-point buck standing right in front of your car instead of right in front of your deer stand. Stick around, I'll have safety tips to avoid hitting that buck right after this.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, talking today to Lieutenant Nate Henriksen. Nate is a Wisconsin State Patrol officer, and he has tips to make sure that we are driving safely this season.
Yeah, I mean, traveling for the conditions of the roadway is essential, regardless of the time of day. So, based on the traffic conditions, the weather conditions, those are all things that you want to take in consideration for your speed that you're traveling, as well as, bears repeating, making sure that you eliminate those distractions, whatever you can do to make sure that you have your most attention fixed on the road ahead, scanning ahead, anticipating, especially, in the early morning hours or in the evenings.
Lieutenant Nate Henriksen, along with us, a Wisconsin State Patrol officer. He says to remember to keep your eyes on the road and pay attention to avoid hitting deer. Hey, don't touch that radio dial. I'll have a look at your markets right after this.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at our markets this Halloween. Things are pretty spooky from Chicago. December corn is down a quarter at $4.30, and November soybeans are down a half at $10.90 and three quarters. December 2025 wheat is moving up at two and a half at $5.26 and three quarters, and July 2026 wheat is moving down one at $5.62. November Class 3 milk contracts are moving down 21 cents at $17.45, and December Class 3 milk is trading down one at $17.34. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up as we head through your Halloween afternoon, and showers becoming likely. Highs in the upper 40s, a west to northwest wind of 5 to 10. And we'll have to contend with a few of those showers around at trick-or-treat time. Overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 43.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen.
My dad shot some pheasants for my mom on date number two or three, and she was she did not like that. So that was the end of his hunting career. Okay. He also sold his motorcycle for the engagement ring. I wish I could have met him back then. Now he's a boring man doing Wordle and the mini crossword every morning.
And still kicking your butt in the
parking. Yeah.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
What?
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get a free title history, a report, and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/THOM.
In the windswept streets of Chicago on Halloween night, there's a sheriff in the shadows saying we'll keep up the fight. Kids are carving pumpkins, the moon's hanging low, but someone said no truce. We'll go, we'll go, we'll go. Hide your children, hide your puppies and kittens, hide your goats. The men in black are moving in, big guns and haunted boats. Trick or treat, more like sit and watch while sirens roam, because the ghost of October's worst fear just came down to your home. They said pause the raids for candy and fun, but she shook her head. No, she said we'll be out full force while you're out dressed as dead.
36 smoking minutes past, yeah, welcome back. Alley. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, love your taco costume.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a couple items. Ukraine is in negotiation with France to buy their advanced Rafale jet fighters using frozen Russian assets as payment. And since the Ukrainian Air Force already has the French Mirage 2000 fighters, it'll be easy to integrate the Rafales into their Air Force.
I saw, George, if I could interrupt you, I saw a story about them cutting a deal with, was it Sweden for some jets?
Yeah,
But that article said that it could be 2 or 3 years before they were able to get them manufactured and shipped to Ukraine. Is there a similar timeline here, or are they going to get these right away?
Yeah, I didn't see a timeline for the Rafales, but yeah, like you said, that Ukraine negotiated a deal to get 100 and 150 JAS-39 Gripen fighters from Sweden, and they're, you know, noted for their agility, advanced avionics, and their ability to take off from makeshift airfields such as highways, and they don't require the advanced technical support like the F-16s from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And they're also equipped with, you know, advanced air-to-air missiles. And since a lot of these Russian jets loiter over Russian airspace and launch the cruise missiles, etc., they could knock down the Russian aircraft in Russian airspace. Mm. Yeah, but I saw that. Yeah, it's, you know, they have to have them now, not 2 to 3 years in the future.
Yep.
You know, that's the problem. They, you know, they deliver them in penny packet, you know, a dozen here, 10 there, and it's enough to keep Ukraine in the war, but not enough to let Ukraine punish Russia enough to force Russia to the negotiating table.
Right. So are these French fighters going to be coming soon or sooner?
I didn't see a time frame or anything like that.
Okay.
So unless they missed it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's all, you know, pay me. I'm glad you pay it Tuesday for
Wimpy
today.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right. Popeye. Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, if they could get them there quick, that Gripen would make a big difference because, like, mm-hmm. A, can operate from highways and doesn't need, you know, advanced, you know, technical support or hard, you know, military airfields.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. What else are you noticing in the Ukrainian and Russian press, George? I know you speak Russian and read it.
Oh, yeah, one thing. Did you notice Putin is rattling his advanced, what he calls, doomsday weapons?
No, tell me about it.
Like, yeah, his Poseidon submarine-launched, nuclear-powered, underwater drone.
Oh,
designed to explode near coastlines and unleash a radioactive tsunami.
Oh, geez. Like a neutron bomb kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly, right. It has speeds up to 124 miles per hour, and it can loiter for days since it's got a small nuclear reactor as its power plant.
Wow.
Medvedev is saying, we'll just explode a few of those off Great Britain and, inundate Great Britain with the radioactive tsunami.
Hmm. How real do you think that threat is?
Well, they've tested it, and, if you have a chance, watch The Diplomat on Netflix, the third season. Mm-hmm. Harry Russell plays the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. And in the later series, the Poseidon plays a big role.
Oh, really? We watched the first two years of it, so I don't think we've watched the third season, so I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, I just watched, but the Poseidon plays a big role in UK-US relations and all that, and it's very interesting the scenario they're positing in that series.
Yeah, I get it. Speaking of films, George, have you seen House of Dynamite?
Yes, that's a really interesting one.
That is a mind-boggling movie. In fact, they're talking about the reason why Trump posted that tweet that he was going to start testing nuclear weapons is because of that movie, because people are watching that movie and they're getting freaked out. They're going to Trump and going, oh, my God, we're nuclear war. What are you going to do about it? And so Trump's response to everything is bluster, what do you think?
Yeah, right, because supposedly, according to the movie, the ground base missile interceptors are only 50% or less effective.
Right.
Defense Department is contradicting that, but like it said in the series, like trying to hit a bullet with a bullet.
And mm-hmm.
that's very hard to do.
Yeah, that movie has got to be one of the best movies I've seen in a long, long time.
It kept me on my seat for the hour and a half or whatever it was on.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, there's a new movie. It's available on Netflix. It's free. I think you have to have a subscription to Netflix, of course, but it's called House of Dynamite, and a nuclear missile is launched toward the United States from someplace in Asia. We never know for sure where.
It's North Korea, but they never mention it.
That's correct.
Right.
That's the presumption. And then we watch either three or four different people's lives in like little 20 or 30 minute vignettes.
Three different people, right.
Yeah, as the missile is getting closer and closer to taking out Chicago and, trying to figure out what's going to happen. And it's just an absolute, I'm not going to spoil the movie with tell you the end. It's an absolute mind scrambling movie. It's brilliant. There's no violence.
Yeah, it kept me on my seat for the whole movie.
Yep, same here. Yeah, Louise and I couldn't look away. I mean, it's one of those ones where you don't even want to get up and go to the bathroom. It's just that good.
Exactly, so, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, George, it's always nice hearing from you, and I appreciate the call.
Yeah, keep up the good work. And I when I first heard your costume, I thought you were a Roman senator, but then I noticed the taco.
There you go. Yeah, Taco Trump. There you go. All right, thanks.
That's
thanks,
right.
George. Good talking to you.
Yeah, have a good weekend, Tom. Right, bye.
You too, yes. Stay safe. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, first off, Tom, I think GOP now stands for Gathering of Pedophiles.
It seems.
It does seem. And I don't think we're going to get the 2026 elections unless the Republicans have it so rigged that they are positive that they won't lose. And if that's not in that shape, he's going to do the Insurrection Act before the 2026 elections and stop those.
Well, I posted my op-ed today over on Daily Kos, and several people have pointed out correctly that under the Constitution, the federal government doesn't run elections. The states do. So, in all probability, we will still have elections in both 2026 and 2028. The question, as Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker both keep asking, is will they be free and fair elections, or will we have federal troops outside our polling places in largely black and Hispanic neighborhoods to try to suppress the vote and thereby...
Well, I think it's a guarantee we'll have troops outside those polling places.
I think so. I think you're right. I think you're right, Mark. And, these guys, they just do not They do not, you know, trust the electorate for good reason. I mean, the majority of Americans don't want what the GOP is selling. You know, they don't want more, you know, tax cuts for billionaires at the expense of food stamps and health care for everybody else. And that's what we've got. And that's what the Republicans are defending. So it's pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Yeah, there you go. Good to hear from you. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend, Halloween edition, in just a moment. Boo! We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose announced October 28th that his office had referred 1,200 illegal voting cases to the U.S. Justice Department for prosecution. But his track record of convictions is less than stellar, and many of the cases were previously declined by Ohio county prosecutors for lack of evidence. In 2024, LaRose demanded county prosecutors act on 633 cases of alleged voter fraud LaRose had referred for prosecution during his tenure. Only 12 cases were pursued, and only 6 resulted in an indictment because there wasn't enough evidence. The year before, LaRose pulled out of ERIC, the multi-state cooperative which updates state voter registration lists for voters who've moved, died, or may have duplicate registrations. In his latest crusade, which includes the cases county prosecutors chose not to prosecute, LaRose claims that 1,084 non-citizens registered to vote unlawfully in Ohio, including 167 non-citizens who cast a ballot in a federal election. Another 99 Ohio voters voted in 2 states in the same election, 16 voted twice in Ohio, 14 voted in a federal election after the date of their death, 4 engaged in ballot collection, and 2 registered where it was not their primary residence. It's now up to federal prosecutors to separate fact from fiction. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters.
Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, you don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at cbdistillery.com. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because, hey, it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain after workouts, even CBD for pets. And by the way, it works. We've given it to our dog, Blue. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorite, of course, is their sleep gummies. They work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out to get that 40% discount, use the code VIP.
In the golden tower, high above the fear, Count Magala whispers in your ear. He drinks from headlines, feeds on fame. No mirror shows his shame.
He sleeps in silk and tweets all night. The truth turns pale beneath his bite.
Count Magala's biting facts tonight. Sucking logic out of the light. He bans the books, steals reflections and dirty looks. He's got donors wrapped around his claw, breaking rules he calls the law. Careful what you watch on screen. He's there between the
the hour, picking up your calls here. Daryl in Tolson, Maryland. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Happy Halloween, Tom. How are you?
Back at you, Daryl. I'm great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind?
I think Erica Kirk would be the vice president.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me, actually.
So you had on the town hall yesterday, you had a caller come in talking about Venezuela. And this very much ties in with my last call I made. I said that Trump gave a shout-out to Sullivan and Cromwell. And, you know, strong recommendation. I think you need to have Lamar Waldron back on because he could tie a lot of this together.
Mm-hmm.
So Sullivan Cromwell was created from Northern money and Confederate money, oligarch money. And they played both sides up until the Dulles brothers, of course, ran our government for many years. And created coups, and as you know, toppled the Shah in Iran and United Fruit in Guatemala, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Yeah.
They are foaming at the mouth for Venezuela. And I think
now,
Trump.
Let me pause you for a second, Daryl. I don't know who you're talking about.
If he takes
Explain.
Venezuela. What do you mean?
Sullivan and Cromwell? I don't know who or what that is.
Sullivan and Cromwell is the law firm of the Dulles brothers.
Oh, I see.
They
okay.
created. So privately, they create, for example, Panama Canal was created by a coup in Colombia orchestrated by Sullivan and Cromwell. And then they took that to the Oval Office with the Shah in Iran and Guatemala and many others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they took a private entity, made it a public government entity, and many people think, which I don't have any keen information on, but I have thoughts, that, you know, 1963, they took over.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've always thought most of my life, that the church committee cleaned up a lot of that in the 70s. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing now that maybe that is not the case. That's what I was saying. I think you probably should have Lamar Waldron on the show and kind of get, I would love to hear his take on that.
Yeah, me too.
So that's just my thought. And I have a question. This is a dark question, and I apologize for the dark question. But we're living through some pretty dark stuff. Mm. You know, if you're in your 20s or whatever, I get it. But if you're older, it's a really scary time right now. And I always think back to that terrible scene in Schindler's List when he's like, I could have done more. And it brings me to tears to even say that because it's such an emotional scene.
Yeah.
And he's like spraying the railway cars and – And I almost think that we're at that point that it's the question for many is just maybe it's best to move on. You know what I mean? Like it's getting dangerous. And I'm just wondering if you ever have that thought. And I'm sorry for the dark question.
I don't think that we're past the tipping point. We've seen some real serious damage done to our government. We've seen major damage done to the reputation of the United States, to the power of the United States. I mean, our soft power through USAID, which was costing us pennies, is gone, and China is rushing to fill that vacuum. Hard power, at least in terms of military alliances, has been badly weakened. By the way that Trump has been trash talking NATO and waffling on Ukraine and all this kind of stuff. I mean, and of course, our moral power of being the country that sets the moral example. We don't allow people to take bribes. And then Trump goes over and gives chips to UAE and they give $2 billion to his son's company. Helps Qatar out and they give him an airplane. I mean, you know, this kind of stuff. It's destroyed our moral strength as well. So the Trump presidency, both his last one and this one, not to mention, you know, unnecessarily allowing 500,000 Americans to die because of the incompetent way he handled COVID. And now you got Bob Kennedy giving us, you know, destroying our public health. It's like if Vladimir Putin said to Donald Trump, I want you to destroy America from within. I can't think of a single thing that he has yet failed to do that would have fit that bill of particulars. But that said, I don't think we're to the point where it can't be, or at least most of it can't be undone, where it can't be repaired. We have been in really bad times in the past. I mean, Eugene Debs got thrown in prison by Woodrow Wilson for simply speaking out against World War I. John Adams put newspaper publishers in jail. We had a civil war. We've had rough times. We survived Richard Nixon. I think we will survive this. But I'm nowhere near close to saying, hey, it's time to check out, or I'm pulling back, or I wish I had done more.
I pray you're right, but like I said, one request, if you could bring Lamar on, that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, let me talk to him really first. Lamar's my old business partner, one of my closest friends, but I haven't talked to him in a year or so, and I'm not sure how he's doing. Let me ping him over the weekend and see what's up. Daryl, thanks. Thanks for the call. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll continue on the other side of the break with puppy killer Christy Noem.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just 20 bucks, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and millions of Americans are facing tough financial strain due to the government shutdown. SNAP benefits are set to run out tomorrow, and furloughed workers are still not getting paid. President Trump now calling to do away with the filibuster.
The president put his call in all caps. The choice is clear, he wrote, urging Senate Republicans to invoke the nuclear option and end the filibuster. But GOP leaders are rejecting the suggestion. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
If the shoe was on the other foot, I don't think our team would like it.
More importantly, an aide to top Senate Republican John Thune said his position on the filibuster hasn't changed. Earlier this month, pointing to Democratic proposals, Thune called the filibuster a bulwark against a packed Supreme Court and statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Hurricane Melissa now blamed for at least 19 deaths in Jamaica as crews and inter-communities devastated by those floods and winds from the massive storm. And on Wall Street today, stocks are mixed this hour. This is ABC News.